Random House Audio presents Night and Day by Robert B. Parker. Read for you by James Naughton. Chapter 1. Jesse Stone sat in his office at the Paradise Police Station, looking at the sign painted on the pebbled glass window of his office door. From the inside, it read F-E-I-H-C, or it would have if the letters hadn't been backward. He tried pronouncing the word, decided he couldn't, and stopped thinking about it. On his desk was a glamour headshot of his ex-wife. He looked at it for a time and decided not to think about that either. Molly Crane came from the front desk and opened the door.
"Suit just called in," she said. "There's some kind of disturbance at the junior high school, and he thinks you and I ought to come down."
"Girls involved?" Jesse said.
"That's why he wants me," Molly said.
"I understand," Jesse said. "But why does he want me?"
"You're the chief of police," Molly said. "Everybody wants you."
Jesse glanced at Jen's picture again. "Oh," Jesse said. "Yeah." Jesse stood and clipped his gun to his belt.
"Though you sure don't dress like a chief," Molly said.
Jesse was wearing a uniform shirt, blue jeans, Nikes, a dark blue Paradise Police baseball hat, and a badge that said Chief. He tapped the badge.
"I do where it counts," he said.
"Who's on the desk?"
"Steve," Molly said.
"Okay," Jesse said. "You drive. No siren."
"Oh, damn," Molly said. "I never get to use the siren."
"Maybe when you make sergeant," Jesse said.
There were two Paradise Police cruisers parked outside of